ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 43 एंड 44। राग द्वेषश्च लोभश्च शोकमोहो भयं मदः मानोपमानयोः सूयः च माया हिंसा च मत्सरः रजः प्रमादखिन्निद्रा सत्रवस्तेव मादयः रजस्तमः प्रकृतयः सत्व प्रकृतयः क्वचित्। राग द्वेषश्च लोभश्च शोकमोहो भयं मदः मानोपमानसूया च माया हिंसा च मत्सरः रजः प्रमादखिन्निद्रा सत्रवस्थ विवामादय रजस्तमः प्रकृतयः सत्व प्रकृतयः क्वचित्। वर्ड मीनिंग रागः अटैचमेंट, द्वेषः हॉस्टिलिटी, च अल्सो लोभः ग्रीड, च अल्सो शोक लैमेंटेशन, मोहो इल्यूजन, भयम् फियर, मदः मैडनेस, मानः फॉल्स प्रेस्टीज, अवमानः इंसल्ट, असूयः फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट विथ अदर्स, च अल्सो माया डिसेप्शन, हिंसा एनवी, च अल्सो मत्सरः इंटॉलरेंस, रजः पैशन, प्रमादः बिल्डरमेंट, क्यूत हंगर, निद्रा स्लीप, सत्रवः एनिमीज, तूतमः बिकॉज ऑफ द कंसेशन ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस, प्रकृतयः कॉजेस, सत्व बिकॉज ऑफ गुडनेस, प्रकृतयः कॉजेस क्वचित समटाइम्स। ट्रांसलेशन ऑन पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन इन द कंडीशन स्टेज one's conceptions of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance, which are exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insults, fault finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger, and sleep. All of these are enemies. Sometimes one's conceptions are also polluted by goodness also. Purport. The actual aim of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. But there are many hindrances created by the three modes of material nature. Sometimes, by a combination of rajoguna and tamoguna, the modes of passion and ignorance, and sometimes by the mode of goodness also, in the material world, even if one is a philanthropist, a nationalist, and a good man, according to materialistic estimations, these conceptions of life, from a hindrance to spiritual advancement, how much more of a hindrance then are hostility, greed, illusion, lamentation, and too much attachment to material enjoyment. The progress towards the target of Vishnu, which is our real self-interest, one must become very powerful in conquering these various hindrances or enemies. In other words, one should not be attached to being a good man or a bad man in this material world. In this material world, so-called goodness and badness are the same because they consist of the three modes of material nature. One must transcend this material nature. Even the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies consist of three modes of material nature. Therefore, Krishna advised Arjuna, Traigunya Visaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvandos Nitya Sattvastho Niryoga Khem Atmavan. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all the dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Urdham Gacchanti Sattvastaha. If one becomes a very good person, in other words, if one is in the mode of goodness, he may be elevated to the higher planetary systems. Similarly, if one is infected by Rajaguna and Tamaguna, he may remain in this world or go down to the animal kingdom. But all these situations are hindrances on the path of spiritual salvation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmanda Bhramita Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Latavij. If one is fortunate enough to transcend all this so-called goodness and badness and come to the platform of devotional service by the mercy of Krishna and the Guru, his life becomes successful. In this regard, one must be very bold so that he can conquer these enemies of Krishna consciousness. Not caring for the good and bad of this material world, one must boldly propagate Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansh Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine
ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಮುಲಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ದೇವರ್ಷಿ ನಾರದ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಡಿಯಲ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಡೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಾರ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೋಕ್ ಮೋಹ ಕಾಮ ಲೋಭ ಮದ ಮಚ್ಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅವರ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಂಡ್ರಾನ್ಸಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಫಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರೆಸ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಸೀ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸೇ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ರಾಂಗ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಹೌ ಕಮ್ ವಿ ಮೇಕ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಟೇಕ್ ದಿ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇ ಶೆಡ್ ಓ ವಾರ್ಷ್ಣಯ ಅಥ ಕೇನ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತೋ ಯಂಗ್ ಪಾಪ ಚರತಿ ಪುರುಷ ಅನಿಚ್ಛಿನ್ನ ಪಿ ವಾರ್ಷ್ಣಯ್ಯ ಬಳಾದಪಿ ನಿಯೋಜಿತ. ಓ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೈ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಇವನ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಸ್? ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಡ್ ನೋ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೂ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ವೈ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೇವ್ ದಿ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಕಾಮ ಏಸ ಕ್ರೋಧೋ ಏಸ ರಜಗುಣ ಸಮುದ್ಭವ ಮಹಾಸನ ಮಹಾಪಾತ್ಮ ವಿಧಿ ಏನ ಇಹ ವೈರಿಣಂ ಇಹ ವೈರಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಾತ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಂಗರ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಟು ಆಸ್. ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಸ್ಟಾಪಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಎನಿಮಿ. ಎನಿಬಡಿ ದೇ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಅವರ್ ವೈಫ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರೆನ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಪ್ ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕಾಮನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇಫ್ ದಿ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ದೇ ಮೇಕ್ ಹಿಂಡ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ದಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಎನಿಮಿ. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಯಲಿಟಿ ನೋಬಡಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಎನಿಮಿ. ಅವರ್ ಎನಿಮಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸೈಡೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೂಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಮಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ದಿ ಲೀಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ದಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಅಬ್ಮಿನುಲ್ ದಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಎನಿಮಿ ಈಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ರಿಯಲ್ ಎನಿಮಿ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ರಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಸೇಡ್ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಎ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಥ್ರೀ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ರಜ ತಮ ಸತ. ದಿ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ದಿ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಲವ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಲವ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಲವ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಲಾಸ್ಟ್. ಹೌ? ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇಫ್ ಎ ಬಕೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ ನೈಸ್ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ If in contact, if come in contact with sour tamarind, then immediately it will transfer into yogurt. Same way, our real pure love of Godhead, just by coming in association with mode of passion, coming in contact with material nature, immediately it will get transferred to the lust. Yes. And that lust will be full of lust. And the lust is never ever going to be satisfied. And when the lust remains unsatisfied, then it produces anger, wrath. And then wrath produces illusion. Buddhinast pranasthiti. There is a steps to progress towards love of Godhead. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains some steps are there. Starts with sadhu sangha, association of devotees. Sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya, then anartha nibruti, then nishtha, ruchi, these are to the prema. These are the steps. Love of God, to love. These are similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also explains there is another step down also. These steps are up. Some down steps are there. Same seven steps are down there. Starting with dhyayatu visayan punsaha sanghastesu upajayate. It starts from dhyana. This dhyana is nothing but lust. Yes. When you started thinking to gratify your senses or enjoy your senses, that is meditation, dhyana. Dhyayatu visayan punsaha. When the purusha, when the person, he meditates to enjoy, to gratify senses, then he wants to get it, get the association of it. Sanghaste supajayate, sangat sanjayate kama. The moment you get him, the lust will increase like anything. Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodha abhijayate. The anger will not stop there. Immediately it will go further to wrath. Anger. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. And because of krodh, we are all experienced with krodh. I think practically every day we are sometimes, isn't it? Is there any person here who is not doing wrath and not doing krodha? There is a very nice description given in Purana for krodh. What is krodh? There it is said, Atma ninda samakarnyam jas tapa hidi jayata sa krodha iti vigyata sarva dharma vighataka. It is there said, if somehow or other we hear some of our blasphemy, Atma ninda, you see it or hear it from somewhere, from some tape, from some person, behind, front, side, anywhere. You see something is blaspheming you, somebody is, doing something bad to you, speaking something bad about you, you hear this, you see this, immediately in your heart some heat will generate. Just by hearing it, Atma ninda samakarnyam, when you hear the sound of blasphemy, your ninda, Atma ninda, then immediately you will hear it or see it. Immediate the effect is that is heat will generate in your heart. Heat will start generate. And the dharma of heat is to go up. Just like water is to go down, and fire and heat go up. So heat generate in heart, immediately will raise up. Raise up, our level is that, above this nothing is there. So go directly to the head, and this forehead become red. And then nothing is there, it should come down. Then eyes become red. Then your nose, prakharaswasa. And then come down to the mouth. And then started speaking so much vulgar language and whatnot. You will not consider what to speak, what not to say. Oh, Baba, speaking. And then it will not satisfy. Then it will still come down. Then hands will start acting. And then still come down until and unless it gets earthing. It will come down, then leg will start to activate. And then finally when it will go to earth, current will go to earth, then he says, oh, I am so sorry. Nothing will remain. Everything is finished. Sarva dharma vigahat. He finished everything. All relation is broken by that time. So this is wrath. So this kamat krodha abhijayate, krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat srutivhans, srutivibhrama, srutivhansat buddhinasa, buddhinasat pranasyati. Complete, finished. So if you want to finish completely, then this is at the step down. Starts with lust, thinking to enjoy. Start from there. So now we are in the middle position. Krishna has given us the facility. Actually, this whole material world is created by Krishna only to facilitate us to fulfill our lust propensity. That's it. So we have our some free will, Krishna, because we are all part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Sachidananda, full of bliss, full of knowledge, and eternal, always there. So we also want that same thing. We want to become bliss also. We want to remain always. And we want to know something also. So that's why that to become bliss is there by birth, by our nature. So how to become bliss? That formula we are missing. If you make Krishna happy, then we ourselves become happy. We didn't know that. And we are trying to be happy by making our senses happy. By enjoying through our senses, we want to become happy. That is the wrong formula. When we are doing this, and we are convicted by all these enemies, one by one they are attacking us, and we are finished. So, in this point, we have to be very, very careful. By taking proper guidance of an able guru, we can practice Krishna consciousness very carefully, and this enjoying propensity should be transferred to loving propensity by practice. Yes, we have that free will. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna. No, this is not possible. You want to enjoy, then enjoy, give enjoyment to Krishna. You will get enjoyment. This process, until and unless we follow this process, then we will baffle in our all kind of attempts. In this connection, when Krishna told that kama yasa krodha yasa rajoguna samudbhava, that this kam and krodha, they are taking birth from rajoguna. They are coming down from Rajaguna, and they are the enemies. Arjun, be careful. None of the enemies, they are the real enemies. Arjun immediately, oh, Mr. Lust is the enemy? I am the famous bowman in the universe. I will take care of him immediately. Give me the address. Let me see where he is staying. I will go immediately and shoot him. Krishna told Arjun, are you that powerful? Yes, just give me his address. So Krishna gave his address. Where the lust is staying? Krishna told that he is staying in three places. He has three apartments. Where are those apartments? So Krishna told, okay, you want to know? No, yes. Na mana buddhi indriyani asya adhisthanam uchyate. Mr. Lust, first staying place is in your mind. The second staying place is in your intelligence. And the third quarter is in all your senses, indriyani. So now shoot. Can you be able to shoot? To your mind, to your intelligence, to your senses? Arjuna said, oh, I am helpless now, what to do? Really, in such a helpless. and how we are all captivated by lust. Krishna is giving a nice example that what is that verse? Jatha dhumena briyate vanhi jatha darsamalena cha jatha lena abruto garbho tathastena idam abrutam. This Mr. Lust, this kama, is totally captured us. How is capturing? So he is giving three example. Krishna is telling, dhumena briyate vanhi. Dhumen is smoke. Sometimes we see only smoke, no fire. When we see smoke, definitely we should understood that there is fire. Without fire there cannot be smoke. No smoke can come without fire. We can see the fire. If you see the smoke, that means there is fire. So when fire will come, the smoke will go away also. So in this case, when the fire is totally covered by the smokes, so this is like satoguna. We can go and just give little air to it, then immediately fire will manifest and all the smoke will go away. Fire will manifest just by little attempt in this place. Like this, the satagunis, they are also covered by lust, just like smoke covering to the fire. Fire is covered by the smoke. And the second example is giving, jatha adarsa malena cha. Adarsa means mirror. When the mirror is covered by the dust particles, when the nice mirror is covered with so many layers of dust, you can't see your face. So if you just do like this, it will be clear? No, it will not. You have to bring a cloth, wet cloth, and try to clean it. You have to apply some pressure and clean it. And again with some dry cloth, try to clean it, then you can see it. See very clear your face. Oh, just by giving some air, it will not happen. So that is Rajoguna. In Rajoguna, you have to do some more effort. This lust is even more dangerously capturing us. Just like mirror is covered with dust, we have to take a cloth and do some attempt to clean it. And the third example is giving, jatha lena abruto garbha. When the embryo is covered with womb, in that case, just by giving some air, it can't go away. Or if you take a cloth and try to wipe it out, clean it out, no, it will not happen. And there practically you need surgery. Without surgery, you are helpless. Nothing will happen. So in this tamaguna, the lust is so powerful, so powerfully capturing us. Exactly, the embryo is covered by the womb. So there we need surgery. So now we can examine our position. We are in which guna and what kind of treatment we need. If we are in tamaguna, then we need not only air, not only clean with cloth would not help us. We are in such a helpless position, we need surgery. A surgeon should be required to cut it out and take us out. And if we are in middle position in Rajoguna, just like a mirror is covered with dust, then we have to take a wet cloth and dry cloth and try to clean it and take out the all dust, then it will be clean, you can see yourself clearly. But if you are in better position in Sataguna, lust there, but you are in Sataguna, there you don't have to do so much labor. Just some air you produce and then fire will manifest and smoke will go away, lust will go away. So now we have to check our position, in which level we are and what kind of trial and attempt we have to do, what kind of sadhana we have to do. So depends upon our position that how much serious action we should take, what kind of action we have to take. So knowing our position, we have to work, and without knowing our position, we just follow the path and it's not working. Baba, you are full, covered with lust in tamaguna like that, and you are just producing some air, it will not help you. You will go on doing for hundreds of years, nothing will happen. No. You need somebody to cut it into pieces. Operation. Surgery and bring you out. So like that, in the first place, we have to see in which position we are. Actually, Prabhupada used to say that all these trees and plants, they are in that position, they need operation. And the birds and beasts, they are like mirror covered with the dust particles. The human beings, they are actually, Krishna has given that much facility in human body that they need little bit help, just like producing air. Just like that, they need the help and they will proceed. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita used to tell when he was teaching to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami asked, this is my position, I don't know what is good for me. So please, let me know, please tell me. And just by giving your darshan, nothing happened to me. You have to do operation. Then Mahaprabhu told Sanatana. He said, when this living entity comes into the material creation, and how he is coming? Na Krishna bhuli, when we forget Krishna and want to enjoy separately from Krishna. We want to enjoy separately, not with Krishna. That is the reason why you come here. Krishna bhuli sai ji bhogavancha kare ate maya tare japatiya dhare. We are entrapped by Maya. So now what to do? We are already in this material world. What to do? Prabhupada in his purport is telling, even the philanthropist, even the nationalist, even the so-called nice gentleman, all good men, they are also trapped by all these enemies. What to speak of those who are totally in tamaguna and rajaguna? Those who are not that good character. Those who are bad character, what to speak of them? Even these so-called good persons, they are also totally captured by lust. They have all these enemies. It shall not only rajaguna, tamaguna, even from sataguna it is coming. Even from sataguna they are coming also. Yes. So you should be very, very careful. That's why Krishna told Arjuna, forget these three modes. Traigunya Visaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. You have to transcend all these three modes. Otherwise, if you say no, Satoguna is better, is better, but still you are conditioned. How come? No, because this Tamaguna is like iron chain, Rajoguna is like steel, silver chain, and this Satoguna is golden chain. But all are chain. If you are bounded by any kind of chain, you are bound. You are conditioned. That may be iron or silver or gold. No difference. Dry stool and wet stool, both are stool. Wherein that, until and unless you are entrapped in this material condition, you are not in good position. So that's why we should not consider in this material world anything bad or good is good or bad. No. Ei bhala, ei manda, ei sava manera brahma. Mahaprabhu used to say, this is only illusion of your mind. Oh, this is nice, this is very bad. No, nothing is good, nothing is bad in this material world. Everything is bad. Everything is bad in this material world. is designed, the manufacturer himself is telling. The manufacturer is Krishna. This is the report from the manufacturer. He is saying, Anityam Asukham Lokam. I have manufactured this material world, I have created. And how it is? And I will want to know, this is quite temporary and full of misery. You want to be happy here? You bogus. Happiness is not here, not available here. How can we become happy? It's Asukham Lokam. Krishna boldly tells. This I am telling, I am the manufacturer, I am telling, is designed in such a way. And we all know that this is called Mrityuloka. What is called? Mrityuloka. By the name itself you can understand what work is happening here. Only one work is happening, taking place. In this whole Mrityuloka, only one work. What is that? Mrityu. Everybody has to die. We are all coming here to die only. We are eating for dying, sleeping for dying, yearning for dying, doing whatever enjoying only to die. And whatever invention, so many nice things are there only to help us to die. That is the whole program here. It's Mrityuloka, yes. And we don't want to die. Are you bogus? It's Mrityuloka, how can you avoid it? It's not possible. Not possible. So then what to do? So Krishna is telling, if somehow or other, by your good fortune or bad fortune, if you somehow or other ended in this place, in this material world which is full of misery and quite temporary, is Mrityuloka, then what should I do now? Now only one duty you have to do, only one work you have to do. What is that? Anityam Asukham Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvamam. Only one thing you have to do, you have to engage in my loving service. That's it. Nothing else you can do. Nothing else. Only you have to do devotional service to me, that's it. And what to speak of others? King Punar Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajarsayastatha. Arjun was Bhakta. Rajarsi. Well, forget what to Bhakta, Rajarsi, Punya, Brahmana, what to speak of them? Anybody. Any papajoni, striya, vaisya, statha, sutra, sudra, achar, everybody belongs to this material world. They have only one thing to do by their all senses, by their all power, mind, intention, only one agenda to do, that is to do devotional service to me, loving service to me. Bhajate imam. That's it. And if you are not doing that, doing many, many other things, forget it. You will remain unsuccess. You have to suffer and suffer and suffer. So that's why somehow or other we come here to this material. That's why when Mahaprabhu teaching to Sanatana Goswami, he told Sanatana, if you are entrapped in this material world somehow or other, then now what to do? Now you have to find your, this is a heavy disease. You have to find a doctor. Who is the doctor? Na sadhu guru, they are the doctor. Sadhu guru vaidya. You have to take help of the doctor. They are sadhu and guru. Take the help of them. How will get sadhu and guru? Where the address of doctor? You have to approach Krishna. Pray to Krishna seriously, and Krishna will provide you sadhu and guru. And then, after getting sadhu and guru, what to do? Na sadhu and guru only tell you to do bhajan. Tate Krishna bhaje kare gurura sevan. Maya jala chute paye Krishnera charan. Direct teachings to Sanatana Goswami by Supreme Lord. Tate Krishna bhaje, by accepting a sadhu, by accepting a guru, by doing all these requirements, what to do? Now you have to do bhajan to Krishna. You have to perform loving devotional service to Krishna. Tate Krishna bhaje. The only Krishna bhajan? No. Not only Krishna bhajan will help you. Tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ra sevan. You have to do loving devotional service to Krishna, and simultaneously you have to serve and make your spiritual master really happy. Guru Rasevan. Only this will not help you. Tate Krishna bhaje kare Guru Rasevan. Then what will happen? Then Maya jala chute. Then you will get away from this illusion, this Maya. If you get free from away from this Maya, then what? Pray Krishna Charan, then you will get the lotus feet of Krishna, you will achieve it. This is the only process. This is the process. So they are all hindrances here. All hindrances. So you have to be very carefully see it, note it down. And if we want to save ourselves, then we have to take help of a able spiritual master, and by his guidance we have to perform devotional service. And then by doing this in proper way, in proper mood, tate Krishna bhaje kare Guru Rasevan, maya jala chute paye Krishna racharan, then slowly, slowly by doing this we will attain our achieved result, the lotus feet of Krishna. Unless and until we do that, if we try only to become a very noble person here, we can get noble award, no problem. But your seat is reserved for narak. You can't avoid that. Yes. And he said there are three highways for hell. Trividam narakesyedam dwaranasanam atmanah kama krodha tatha lobha tasmat etat trayam tyajat. There are three high roads, express highway towards hell. Kama, krodha and lobha. And anybody, starting from the king and the president, the minister, and down to the beggar, all of us are entrapped by these three. So that means we are only express highway. We are already all on in express highway. Toll free express highway. There is no toll also. Exempted. So we are all proceeding very fast towards hell. Very fast. So somehow or other, by the help of Bhagavatam, by the help of Sadhu and Guru, we should understand our position. We are in such a miserable condition. So immediately we should start medication. What is that? This medication, what Sadhu and Guru used to give, Tate Krishna bhaje kare Guru Rasevan. Day by day we should become more and more serious. And Prabhupada used to say, forget all this bad and good in this material world. Don't care it. Boldly accept this process and preach, propagate Krishna consciousness. We should be very bold. Because none of our family members, so-called father, mother, wife, children, nobody will help you. So all of them are entrapped. How they can help you? They themselves are helpless. How they can, if you take help of a andha, he is blind man, who is our neta? He is our neta. Okay, neta, he will take you ditch. He will go and he will go, both of you will go. No. All of us are blind. So we have to take help of the torch light of knowledge from the Shastra and Sadhu. So by taking the sword of knowledge, we have to cut down into pieces to all these enemies. To all these enemies. The process Krishna also told to Arjun, how to win over lust. Start with sense control. Tasmat indriyani ado sanyamyaha. Start with beginning controlling senses. And then you control senses, then come to mind. And then take help of your intelligence. And by the help of intelligence, you can win over this super enemy, Mr. Lust. Yes. And Krishna declared that how long I have to fight? Now till the last breath of your life. Go on fighting. Even if the 1 second before last breath, If you are able to win over this lust, then your achievement is done. Yes. So you have to keep on fighting, keep on fighting, keep on trying against these enemies. And not enemies, actually one enemy. They are all subordinates. Who is that hero? Mr. Lust. Actually the lust we only create. I told in the beginning, na, the moment we come in contact with mode of passion, the moment we come in contact with material creation, the eternal love of Godhead which was there in our heart, this transferred to lust. Just like milk, by getting association of tamarind or some sour things, it transferred into yogurt. Similarly, now we know that the yogurt can never become milk again. You have to replace, throw it away and bring another milk. There is no process to make yogurt milk. No, it will never happen. So now how come you are already in lust? How you will transfer into love? Though it is an example given, but it can be happen. Krishna is guaranteeing, given guarantee. As a forget about papachar, forget about durachar. Krishna is telling, api chet sudurachar. Even if you are the most abominable, most sinful person, sudurachar, if you just take to my devotional service seriously, bhajate mam ananya bhav, if you do my bhajan, then I am giving guarantee, sadhurev samantabhyo samyak vavasito hisaha, you will be considered as sadhu. This is my opinion. Who can challenge Krishna's opinion? He said, how long it will take? No, khipram bhavati dharmatma, very fast. If you take seriously this process, then very fast you will become a dharmatma, a sadhu. It will not take long time also. So we should not be hopeless. We should be very, very much hopeful. No matter whatever our position, no matter how much we have degraded, still there is hope. Only hope. Take help of sadhu guru and start seriously the loving devotional service. Forget everything. We are going to die. That is for sure. Today or tomorrow. And nobody will do something. They can only come and put us in cremation fire. That they can do. What they can do? What this wealth, this relation, nothing will come to anything to us. So just, this is the only thing. This will be with us and promote us and will fulfill our desire, take us to the lotus feet of Krishna. That we have to try. Bhajate mam. By the guidance of a proper guide, if you start doing loving devotional service, practice it, then very fast, very soon, we will get away from this entrapment of lust. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment or question? Yes. Yeah, you are doing, you are hearing from here and there, you are reading from here and there, and you are doing. But what you are doing, whether there is proper dose or in proper way, in proper ratio, you should know that. Otherwise, you will not get proper effect. Okay? So that's why able guidance, always you should be guided. In every step, you need guide. Every step we are doing wrong things. So each and every step we need guide. Okay? Yes. Microphone. Again, what?
This mode of goodness.
Yes.
Like a double-edged sword. We need this to put in our emotional service, but it can also become an obstacle.
Yes.
So, from a practical standpoint, what steps can be taken in daily life to make the best of this mode of goodness, but at the same time not get stuck or not having any adverse effect on it?
You are saying how goodness is hindrance? Yes.
But at the same time, it can become an obstacle also.
Yes.
So, from a practical standpoint, looking at our daily life, what steps can we take to make the best of this mode of goodness, but at the same time, not
okay. Okay. Yes. If you achieve mode of goodness, then you should use that mode of goodness in doing bhajan, doing loving devotional service. By that, you will slowly should transcend that goodness also. Gunatit. Abhyabhichari bhakti. That is the only way to transcend the modes of nature. Okay? Yes. Yes. We
are?
Yes.
So, even though we try our best, that we should come out from them, but this enemy is always trying to disturb you.
Yes.
So, it is very difficult in this September to come out from there.
Yes.
So, what is the process?
That whole process I was discussing today, you have to take help of Sadhu and Guru. Tate Krishna bhaje kare Guru ra sevan, maya jala chute paye Krishna ra charan. This is the process. How it will go? You have to take proper guidance and practice, and it will go. Krishna is telling it will go. There is some defect in practice. You have to follow the proper process. That's what even Krishna told to Arjuna. Start with, you can't, the lust is so powerful in me, you can't directly approach it. Approach through senses, then mind, then intelligence, and then approach to the lust. And you can win over it. Yes. Process is there. Yes. In whatever position you are, Krishna told, Mam yechu abhyabhichareena. If somebody is doing bhakti in proper, he can able to do bhakti in abhyabhichari bhakti, he can transcend in no time. Are you know the story of Balmiki, na? He was Ratnakar, he was not able to chant Ram name properly. And Narada was such a proper guide, able guide, he said, okay, do alternative, Mara. And he became Balmiki. Don't you know that? So then, there is proof also there in history. So the fact is that we have to do that proper way, practice. Then it will happen. Yes, yes. So that is your problem. If you take help from your mind, so then that's your problem. We have to, very serious, we should not have to take any help from our mind. We should take help from the mind of Sadhu and Guru. If you believe our mind, then you finished. Finished. Practically you have to try for it. approach somebody and take guidance in every step. Yes. గ్రంథరాశ్రీమద్భాగవత్ మహాపురాణ్ కీ